So now let's go with the message. New series, I also preach in series because I get bored if I stay on one subject too long. Amen? So today's series, it's a 2-week series, it's called Thank You. Would you say that with me? One more time. One more time. You going to remember what we talked about today? There we go. Yes, yes, yes. Here we go. Anyway, brand new little series called Thank You. We're having lunch the other day with the staff. Elise was lunching with us. She's part of our team. And even though she's a student at USF, she'll always come and when she can and meet with us. And we were talking about Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving coming up and what are we going to do? And Pastor, what's your next series going to be? And we just talk it over. This is how we do. And she says, you know what? When I start being thankful to the Lord, well, the first 300 I'd be thankful for would be people. People are the most important thing. Amen? And we just started thinking about thank you and saying thank you to people. You hearing me? Yes or no? Can you say thank you to people? Say, is that hard? Say. Come on, we can do this. That's a little message today. I want you to see it. Here we go. What's that got to do with the Bible, Clark? Well, you're going to see. Here we go. Thank you, the two most powerful words you can say to people. The two most powerful words you can say to people. Say it with me. They are? One more time. The two most powerful words you can say to people, thank you. We're going to make the case today on that. Let's move it, Rod. Here we go. So thank you is what we're talking about today. What is thank you? It's the expression of gratitude. It is the appreciation of what? Some kindness somebody did. All right? So that's what thank you is all about. Read a story to you from the Bible, Luke 17, verse number 12. Let's go there. And Jesus, so it's talking about, as he entered a certain village, there met him, say it with me, 10 men that were what? Lepers, and they stood way off. Now, he's entering town. He ain't in town. He's coming to this village. He ain't in town. Guess who's on the outside of town? Guess who's out there? Lepers. See, because they can't be with the people. They're going to infect the people. It's going to be nasty, and people are going to get this mess. You understand? And people don't want to see it. So what do they tell them? You're out of town. And they set up leper colonies. And so Jesus is coming to town, and here's 10 lepers. Now, what is leprosy? Leprosy basically is just your flesh falling off your bones. It's just rotten. You're just standing there rotting. You understand? Say, you don't even like that with an apple or something in the house, do you? Say, get that apple out of here. Get that potato out of here. That is rotten. Get a tomato out of here. You understand? Yes or no? Well, here's a human being, 10 of them, and they're standing there, and their flesh is rotting. Quite a sight, huh? And he saw them. And they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go, show yourselves unto the who? Now the priest or some of the folks that had them get out of town to begin with. You understand? Go show yourself unto the priests. And it came to pass as they what? Went, they were what? Can you imagine walking? You're walking. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Man, I want to look at this. Woo! Look at this. And they were cleansed by our Savior. Isn't that incredible? Come on. And one of them, would you say that with me? And how many? Seven? Four? And one of them, when he saw that he was healed of this disease that was rotting his body, he turned back with a loud voice and he glorified God. And he fell down on his face at Jesus' feet and he gave him what? There's our word. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not, how many? 10 that were cleansed, but where are the what? Where are the 9? They are not found that return to give Glory to God, save this who? This stranger. Did you get the message of that story or not? You know, Jesus said that, you know, when you love one another, people are going to know you're my disciple. He made statements like that. He made statements like this. You're going to be a light. Let your light so shine before men that they can see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. He said, you as a follower of Jesus, you're going to be a light in a community. Okay, in your world. And it just made me think of this passage. 1 out of 10 said thank you. Say that with me. 1 out of... said what? 1 out of 10 said thank you. And you know what? I believe the mass about just like that right now in this world we live in. People bust their butt, excuse me, to bring us food at a restaurant. And we act like it's some right of ours to get it because we paid for it. You understand? Yes or no? Never realize that's a real person that just waited on us. That's a real human being. A mama with babies at home who would rather be with her children, but she can't because she's got to work. You understand? And we treat somebody with disdain or like trash. God help us. You hear me or not? Okay? I go out to eat all the time. All the time. Ain't nobody eats out more than Gary Clark in this town. I guarantee it. You ask anybody. Did you know these are some of the greatest, nicest, sweetest people on the planet out there serving us? All throughout our community. People working and serving and doing. Wow. You want to be a light? Say thank you. Because only about 1 in 10 really do it. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? Come on. Isn't that the truth or what? Let's talk about it. Thank you. Thank you. Not everybody says it, but everybody should. Okay? Not everybody says it. Well, I don't have to say thank you. You know why? Because you're an ingrate. You quote me on that. You think you're something? You ain't nothing. Who are we to say that we're not going to say thank you to folk? Say. I don't know where you was raised. I wasn't raised that way. Amen? Yes or no? And that doesn't sound at all like Jesus, does it? And He even put a story in the Bible. Come on. You know, if people won't turn around and say thank you for being cleaned from leprosy, I'm sure people won't turn around and say thank you for somebody bagging their groceries. Amen? Say. Amen. Come on. Now, so thank you. Not everybody says it. Say it with me. But everybody. One more time. Not everybody. But everybody. One more time. Not everybody. But everybody should say thank you. You might say, I have come to church and the man's up there going to tell me how to say thank you. I thought I was going to crumble under the Bible. Didn't we just look at some Bible say? What, did you think Jesus was trying to say, why didn't his folks say thank you? Was that what he was about? Was that the point? Say yes or no. Yes or no. Sure it is. Now thank you is one of the first things you teach your what? Your child to say. Is that true or false? That's true, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Sure it is. Kim and I are teaching our little one right now. She's 2 years old. Okay? We've been working on that for probably a year, haven't we, at least? Give her something. Here's how she wants to get it. Ah! So you give it to her? No, not always. We say, now how do you ask? Say what? Say please. And then when we give it, now, what do you say? Say, come on, help me. Parents, say. Say, thank you. And it's so cute. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It sort of happens, you know, after a while. And you know the feeling of a parent, especially I'm sure moms, the feeling that you get for doing for your child, and you finally get them to that place where they can look up at you and say, thank you. And it's really cool when they say it and you didn't have to say it. Isn't that cool? Here's the point. We're sinners. Okay? And there's something inside of us as parents, even as sinners, even as people, many people don't go to church, they teach their kids still to say what? There's something in us from God that says, teach your kids to say thank you. Did you hear me or not? You don't have to go to school to learn this. I mean, it's just like something you know. Is that right? Sure. So it's one of the first things we teach a child to say. It must be powerful if it's one of the first things we teach a kid to say. Is that right? Yes or no? Come on, it's one of the first things we say. It must be powerful. I contend it's the most powerful two words you'll ever teach your children their whole life. Saying thank you will take you places you've never dreamed. It'll open doors you never thought were possible. Just saying thank you. It's huge, man. You say, Clark, why do you know? Because I've seen it happen in my life. Saying thank you. I ain't bragging, but now a lot of times I'll go to a restaurant, and before I get seated, many of you have eaten with me, before I ever get seated, your drink ain't on the table, but mine is. Is that true? Is that true, Kim? We'll go into a restaurant, and there'll be my Diet Coke with a slice of lime in it. Why? Why?
Well, because you're the pastor. You're spiritual. They must like
you. Are you kidding me? I'm a pastor. Most people won't like pastors. That's the truth, okay? Here, that's the way it is. The only reason I can see why they do that is they like me. And why do they like me? Because I say thank you. You understand? I mean, I know this is elementary, and I went to church today, and oh my gosh, I can't believe what the guy said. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all hearing me? All right, come on. Now, little children, when you teach them to say thank you, you teach them to say it to the dog. Say, now go over and thank the dog. We teach them to say thank you to who? People. 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 Aren't you proud of your child, your little one especially, when they're in a certain situation and you can sort of view them and somebody did something nice for them and they go, thank you. How does that make you feel as a parent? Does that make you feel good? How do you think God feels when He looks at us and we're moving about our world and our community and we're grateful and we're thankful? Do you think He's looking down on us going, that's great. That's great. Amen? Yes or no? I believe it's so, man. So why don't we say thank you to people? Now this is for all of us here, because how many, has there been a time in your life when you should have said thank you to somebody and you didn't? Can I see your hand? Come on, let's just raise our hand. Sure, there we go. Okay, so everybody in there, we can use this message. Here we go. Why don't we say thank you to people? Here's what I wrote down. Because we're self-centered. It's about me. You didn't know that? Say, hello. Because we're not content. We're not content with the way somebody did something. Mama would have done it better. Well, your mama ain't here, Jack. Say, come on. We're not content. Because we want what? You didn't do it my way. I don't even have to finish the sentence. You know them so well. I think that's why we don't say thank you. Let's look a little deeper. Self-centeredness leads to conflict. Thank you doesn't. I haven't seen too many people have conflict because they said thank you. You understand? Yes or no? Thank you. Oh, I can't believe you said thank you! Hate you! Sick! Come on! Keep looking. Discontentment leads to complaining. Is that true? It ain't just that we're discontent not saying thank you. Now we're going to take it to another level and we're going to complain about it. You understand? I've never seen thank you lead to complaining. Well, I can't believe you said thank you to me. I didn't like the way you said thank you. Look at me when you say thank you. I mean, come on. It's not going to work, guys. I mean, come on. Here we go. Controlling or wanting it my way leads to, say it with me, coldness. Coldness. And by the way, I've never seen a thank you lead to coldness. Now, I've said thank you to people sometime and it not get recognized. I understand that. It happens. But generally, Thank you doesn't lead to someone being cold towards you. It leads to them being warm toward you. Did you hear me? Yes or no? It leads to them being what? Warm toward you. Now, conflict, complaining, cold. You might ask, Pastor, how do you know so much about all this stuff? That's me sometimes. I'm that way. Yeah. What would this do for your marriage? Say. Oh, a lot! You got that right. I'm serious. Come on. Thank you. Can you imagine a wife, especially a wife I think of because I'm a man, but as a wife I think of a woman who is doing things around the house or taking care of the house or cooking the meal or doing the clothes or whatever they do, whatever they're doing, spending time with the children, but to be able to, for her to hear those words, thank you. You think she'll like that or not? Say, thank you. Not to hear you didn't do it my way, not to complain about it, but instead be grateful. Are you hearing me today? Am I beating this like a drum or what? He is killing us today. Hey, I said, hey, I struggle, so hey, it's on all of us today. Here we go. So, the two most powerful words you can say to people, they're what? How many bored to tears are? Don't raise your hand. Here we go. You say, Clark, why are you doing this? Well, I was in my office. I had all kinds of scriptures, all kinds of notes. And something happened to me. The Lord knocked me down in my office. I was sitting at my desk. And the Lord spoke to my heart. I'd like to show you what He showed me. Amen? Here we go. The most effective way you can communicate or share your faith is by expressing gratitude. Now, don't you say that with me. The most effective way you can communicate or share your faith is by expressing... Now, stay with me. Why do I want you so... honed in right now, because the Lord spoke to my heart in a scripture that I'd never seen before. I'd read it many times, but He touched me. I want you to feel that touch today. I want you to hear from the Lord today. Thank you. Two words. I want you to look at this powerful verse. You think about thanks, you think of Psalm 100 and all these different places you could go about thankfulness and thanksgiving and different things like that. Who would have ever thunk? The book of Philemon. Philemon ain't but 25 verses. Philemon is a tiny little book in the New Testament written by the Apostle Paul while he was in prison to a man named Philemon. Philemon was a wealthy, well-to-do man. And I'm not going to get into what the whole book was talking about because that's not the point of this message today. But Paul writes like Paul writes, and he usually has a greeting and how you doing? And I hear of this happening in you. And even though he's in prison, he encourages and he writes encouraging words. And he says, I thank God for you. And I'm praying for you. And then he says this. That the communication of your faith may become effectual or effective by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Now that's a mouthful. I want you to look at it. That the communication of your what? Your faith may become effective by you acknowledging every good thing which is in you because of Jesus. That you are able to communicate your faith. By acknowledging, in an effective way, by acknowledging every good thing God has done for you. Did y'all lose me? So I kept looking at the Scripture. Communicating my faith in an effective way. I do that when I acknowledge every good thing Jesus is doing for me. When I'm in my world, does the Bible say every good and perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, in the shadow of turning? Does it say that? It does. Amen. Okay? So when I'm in my world, in any good thing ever happens to me, it's because of Jesus. Do you understand that or not? Any good thing that ever happens to me, any good I ever get, any good anybody ever does is because of Jesus. Let's keep looking. The more I understand how blessed I am because of Jesus Christ, watch it, say it with me, the more what? Effectively, I can share Him with others. You try to be all depressed, all down, all complaining, all nagging, all discontent, all that, and go try to witness to somebody but Jesus. They ain't going to hear you or carry you because you're a load to carry. Amen? Listen, the more I understand how blessed I am because of Jesus, the more effectively I can share Him with others. That's what this verse spoke to my heart. The Lord was talking to me. The best way and the most effective way I can communicate to others is through my what? Through my gratitude. Wow! This Thanksgiving stuff, we're on to something here. Amen? The best way, the most effective way I can communicate to people, people I know and people I don't even know, is through my what? Because who did for me whatever was done for me, ultimately it was who? Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. When people see in me and they hear from me a spirit of what? Gratefulness. I am communicating God's love in the most effective way possible. Now, guys, you might not believe this. It doesn't bother me if you believe it or not. It's the truth. And I've seen it lived out, and I know other ways. People try to get the gospel out. Amen. Okay? Back in the day, I knocked on so many doors, it ain't even funny. Okay? Give out tracts. And then we go brag about how many tracts we gave out. We're crazy people. Are you hearing me or not? The best way, the most effective way you can communicate your faith to other people is by being grateful. Did you hear me? I want you to think about that. How much does it mean to you personally when somebody says thank you to you? Does it mean something to you? How much does it mean when it's somebody who you love, they say that to you? How satisfying is that? Is that like the top or what? You're no different than these folk. We're no different than anybody out here. They like that too. You hearing me or not? The most effective way I can communicate my faith is by expressing gratitude to others. Because any good they do to me, ultimately, who did it for me? Jesus. Keep looking. So thank you. That's what we're talking about. The most important thing on this earth that I can be thankful for are the people that God has put in my life and in my path. I want you to think about it. The most important thing on this earth I can be thankful for are the people God has put in my life or in my path. You understand that or not? We sometimes get to thanking, and it's okay. You ought to thank God for everything and everything. Give thanks. The Bible says that. Sure it does. But the bottom line is, are people in your path more important than your house you own? Surely, your house is going to burn up one day and ain't going to be yours anymore anyway. You're going to die. It's going to be somebody else's. You're listening. Say, and your car that you cherish, somebody's going to be in a trash heap one day. But those people are going to live forever in a place called heaven or a place called hell. The most important thing in your life you should be thankful for, the people in your life or the people in your what? My path. Thank you. I'm sitting in my office and I can't relive, and I'm not going to try to today. Relive what happened in my office in front of you today. But I just kept writing. I wrote this message, a simple message. Oh, I was going to use this verse, and I was going to use that verse, and I was going to use... And the Lord just said, hush. And I just kept writing. And I wrote this on my paper. And tears are running down my face. Before the staff gets there, I was in there early. And Dina comes, and my eyes look like they were bloodshot real bad. You thought I'd been drinking, didn't you? Anyway, and I just kept writing. And I wrote these words, why should I have you in my life? And I started thinking about the people in my life. Elise, the tears started. Mitch is back home. Yeah, praise the Lord. Tears running. Kim, to be loved by somebody like she loves me. And I just kept naming names. Are you hearing me say? I just kept naming names. And I started thinking about Roger. I'm one of the few people in the world that has somebody like him. 11 years, hooked to my hip. Preaching the Word of God with me every Sunday. He can flip things before I ever need to. He can go back before I ever tell him he needs to go back. Have you ever noticed how he does that? He can run a computer with one hand and run a camera with the other. Have you noticed how he can do that? Am I blessed? Say. Sure I am. And then I thought about Dina. 25 years she served the Lord with me. 25 years of her life. Served the Lord with me? With me? And she loves me. Next to her husband and her children, I think she loves me. I'm right there. That was her amen, by the way. I'm her brother. I'm her brother. She loves me like that. She'll knock you out. Is that right, Dina? That's it! Don't mess with the Greek. And then I think about Alex. I had the honor of being a part of his whole family coming to Christ about 15 years ago. Alex and Donna. He's the administrator of Fellowship Church. You know what that means to Alex Christie? Whatever you need, Pastor, I'm here for you. Am I blessed or what? Why should I have them? Why should I have you? Do you understand? Guys, that makes us a special place. Do you hear me? Yes or no? God's doing something here. It's incredible. So that's what I was doing. I wrote this down. Why should I have you? You know why? Because I'm blessed. Because I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Gary Clark is blessed. Yes, ma'am, I am. I am. I'm blessed. By the way, you're blessed too. Do you know that? Say. Remember, come on, that you may be able to communicate in an effective way what it is that Jesus has done for you in your life. Amen? What He has done, what He is doing, that you'll be able to communicate your faith in an effective way wherever you go in this world. You hear me? Yes or no? Come on. Thank you. Anyone who ever does anything for me does it because I am blessed by God. That Diet Coke with that lime wedge in it. When I walk into public, say, hey, Pastor, how you doing? Hey, man, how you doing? Amen? Need an oil change. Walk into the place and, you know, how you doing? Hey, Pastor, how you been? We'll take care of that for you. and I got the money to pay. Am I blessed or what? Say. Absolutely, guys. Anybody who ever does anything for me is because I'm blessed of God. And I want you to think that way from now on the rest of your life. You hear me? Yes or no? And some of you, you've been at it, you've been at not being grateful for a long time. Well, it's time for that to end. Look at your wife different. Look at your husband different. Look at the people you serve different. Look at your children different. Look at where you go eat differently. Sometimes people tell us, you know, some of these old folks, the meanest people on the planet. Get older, you get shorter temper, you can't hear as good sometimes, get a little snappy. How do I know all this? Because I'm getting there. Is that an excuse? Did she still feel bad because of the way you treated her? Yes! And you're not off the hook. You're a child of God. Stop it. Do the right thing. Amen. Come on. Say thank you to people. Amen. Come on. Boy, this is just an elementary message, isn't it? Please, please, please say thank you. Would you do that? I have been blessed by some waitresses in town. I'll check up on you sometimes. Any fellowship people come in here yesterday? I'll go in on Monday. Oh yeah, I had a whole table full. Were they meaner than a snake? This is a true story. I do this. Oh yeah. But thankfully, most of the response I always get is this: no, not your church. Amen. Come on. Not your church. Do we welcome mean, disgruntled people at fellowship? Yeah, we do. But we're going to fix you or hurt you. Or help you, I meant to say. Here we go. When I say thank you, it's showing people Jesus. Amen. We're not done, but we're almost there. It's effectively communicating what? Love. 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 I just want to thank the Lord for people. They matter so much. The most important thing on this planet are the people on this planet. How much do they matter, Pastor? Well, God created people in His own image, in His own likeness. Genesis 1:26, let us make man our image and our likeness. So He created man in His own image and own likeness. Amen? How much do people matter? Well, they matter so much that God gave His one and only Son because of people. God gave His one and only Son, Jesus, because of people. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever would believe in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. People. People matter so much. Are you getting it today? Have I hammered it hard? The very best way. And I feel this. I really believe this scripturally. The very best way I can communicate God's love to people by is expressing gratitude. By expressing gratitude and saying thank you. It's the best way I can be a light in my world. Here's a little hint. Thank you for what you do for me. Telling somebody that. Thank you for what you do for me. And followed up with something like this. I appreciate it. You know that means something to people. Amen. Come on. I'm blessed because of you. It's my message. I'm blessed because you're in my life. Time in my life I was hurting, sort of felt lost. And Cindy took a letter from her own hand and wrote a letter to me and opened up her own pain to let me know she made it. I can make it too. You know, and I could say that story over and over and over again in this church. Do you know how blessed I am? Yes or no? Thank you for being in my life. Thank you for being in my life. And here's what I found out sitting in my office. Something profound. When you say thank you to somebody, usually two words follow. What are they? And then it made Philemon come alive. That verse Paul said, if you can communicate effectively what God has done for you, people are going to open their heart to you. If you communicate effectively what God has done for you and you say thank you and you show gratitude to people, they're going to open their what? They're going to open their heart to you. And isn't that where we want to get with the gospel? Yes or no? That word, you're welcome. You usually see that on a mat when you come into somebody's what? Home. That's right. It's usually right there before they open that what? Did you learn something today? I did. I learned that saying thank you is the best way I can communicate my faith to my lost world in my community. And if I keep doing that and I keep doing that, I got a good feeling they're going to open their heart to me and I'm going to be able to share Jesus with them. Got it? Praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord for His message today. Crazy word. Good word. You're welcome here.